Listen to that spacing. Guitar. It's the guitar solo. Let you know that time to connect the dots. Oh, connect the dots. Oh, Tom Edison. Kind of spelled like. Hey. Let me bring some light into this world, light of a different kind. The old man, Tom Edison, Thomas Alpha Edison, yeah, he gave us the electric light bulb. But they actually had a type of lighting thousands of years ago, it's rarely talked about. But you learn things like that on this show. But I'm here to bring a different type of light into the world. The light of knowledge, the light of love. And this is an educational show. I try to make it entertaining, but we all need to re-educate ourselves because we all have been lied to since birth in the civilized world. Public indoctrination, not education. Yeah, that's right. Some things they told us were true. And as I put in the words of one of my songs, The Common Man, the lies go down easy with a dash of truth. And we've all swallowed them because we didn't know any better. We didn't know the con job that was being put on us when we were young kids going to school. And it's still going on today. In fact, it's even worse today. They're brainwashing the kids even further. And as a public warning to people, your kids are being sent to microwave ovens now with all the Wi-Fis in the ceiling, the low ceilings, and all the other cell phone energy being sucked into the room by everyone's private cell phone. Your kids are spending 6, 7, 8 hours a day in small rooms that are junior microwave ovens. They're destroying the health of your children. Forget about if they don't want to let your kids in because they don't have the vaccinations. Your kids will be healthier without the vaccinations, and they'll be healthier if they don't go to public school anymore. Schools are dangerous places. That's where the secret government sends their mind-controlled idiots to go in and shoot up children. They're all false flag events, you know. They can find, they got plenty of people, they have the list of all, that's why they want to know who's buying the guns, so they can look through the list of all the people that bought assault rifles. Okay, which one of these idiots can we turn into the Manchurian candidate and get them to go to the nearest school and kill innocent children and teachers and everybody else? This is how it's being done. This is why it's being done. You know, because they really want any excuse they can to take away your guns. If you have a gun, don't you dare sell it to the police department or anybody else. You need it to protect yourself because there just might be war in the streets. And who's going to be invading us? The government. Who else? They're ruled by the New World Order. Come on, you need to wake up and smell the coffee here, or wake up and see the truth, or look up and see the chemtrails. Yeah, another thing they're using to kill you and make you sick, and they're killing off the trees and killing off the bees. Hey, that's, I can make a poem out of this. And in fact, that's a good chemtrail poem. They're killing off the trees, they're killing honey bees, but nobody sees the chemtrails in the sky. Hey, somebody out there pick up on that and make a full-length poem out. Maybe next week I'll have one, just for the heck of it. But the 5G is coming. You know, they've tested it in a few areas already. I just ran across the information today. Apparently, they made 5G illegal in Denmark after they were having problems from trial broadcasting of 5G. They also made other things, it might include vaccines, antibiotics illegal in Denmark. So there's a, of course, it's easier to do that in a small little country like Denmark. But in the U.S. here, we're having problems. You know, I can't believe it. President Trump, you know, come on, like flying around in the Air Force plane. Don't you ever see the chemtrails? I mean, come on. When you were still living in New York, they were chemtrailing New York every day for the last 5 years. And you don't, didn't you ever come across your mind what's going on there? I mean, stop trying to play the big man and do something important, like write an executive order to stop the chemtrail planes from spraying poisons into the air we breathe. I mean, did I have to tell you that? Apparently so, because you don't realize that you've been overwhelmed by the people around you since you got to Washington. Yeah, you know, there's more to this world than just building the wall on the southern border. And believe me, if I was elected to president, and I am running for president of the United States again in 2020. I'm doing it the hard way as a writing candidate, because that's the only way nobody will try to stop me, because nobody believes it can be done, but I'm out to prove them wrong in 2020. But if I had been elected in 2016, the border would be secure already. And there's a dozen different ways to make the border secure. We don't have to have a solid steel wall across the whole thing. Mr. Trump, we like the idea of making a secure border, but, you know, you got to get a little innovative thinking into the plan there, and that'll bring down the cost, too. And the cost of what you're asking? Come on, I could do the thing for one-tenth the cost you're doing, because I'm a cost efficiency expert. How did I learn to be one? Real-life situations. When you're living amongst the poor and the lower middle-class people, I was born poor. So you learn to be inventive. You were born with a silver spoon. That's why you can't think beyond the obvious, which is no good. You're still better than all the other crooks that have been president. Just the same, wake up, pal. Anybody listening out there, if you got a connection with the president, get the message to him. Write the executive order to stop the chemtrails. And talk about being brain dead, President Trump. You're for 5G. Well, the only safe way to do 5G is through fiber optic cables, but we haven't heard you say anything about that. You probably don't even know how dangerous it is to broadcast. And the science has been done already. It's proven danger. And that's why everybody should take their kids out of public schools, because they're being put in dangerous situations there, you know? And nobody's looking out for them. Yeah, I'm spreading the word here that you, the parents, need to be more concerned about what your kids are being exposed to. That's right. And these are important things to talk about and think about. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you have anything important to say that else that we should be concerned about, call up. The number here is 888-627-6008. Did you hear that right? 888-627-6008. And if you're listening through your personal computer via the Internet, you know, the phone number's up there on the BBS radio network. You know, the call-in number for Station 1. This is Station 1 you're listening to. This is Connect the Dots, and believe me, every week I'm connecting the dots. You know? And it's important we connect the dots, because there's so many evil agendas out there being run by the New World Order, who work hand-in-hand with the evil ETs. Yes, there's evil ETs out there. It isn't the one that says, ET, go home. No, it's the evil ones, the ones that do the abductions and the experimentation and the crossbreeding against people's will. The ones, they even have the evil ETs out there that eat humans. Yeah, kind of like that Twilight Zone episode. The cannabis, they were cannibals, and they conned us into traveling to their planet where they would cook us up. And you got to watch that Twilight Zone episode, the cannabis. It has a lot of parallel to what's going on today. I mean, the ETs, along with the New World Order, which are their proxies, are running our world, and they're running it badly. Sure, the good guys are out in the solar system now, the Galactic Federation, they're here to rescue us, but they're taking too darn long. You know, I've listened to this stuff from the people I follow on Twitter, you know, and I'm just not a follower of someone's plan. If I hear what the plan is and then I see what's going on down here on the surface, and I'm listening to your game plan, no, I'm not too happy with it. I think you could be doing a lot better job, and I'm qualified to make that statement. You know, I keep putting tweets out there. I guess nobody ever reads tweets, at least the Pleiadian starseeds. They're concerned about their mission. Some of the other people I follow, they're not going to pass the information along because they've got they're like obedient soldiers, you know. They don't understand how we do things on Earth here, you know. We do things, not, sometimes we play it by ear, as the saying goes, or we just look at the situation and we know what to do, and we can change the game plan at the snap of a finger, you know. I don't think the beings in the higher realms know how to do that, but you have to learn. That's an important lesson to learn while you're here living in a physical body on Earth, because there's dangers coming at you from all directions every day of your life, pretty much, and you have to be on the ready go to make that split-second decision and perhaps change your game plan for the afternoon, because that's how you survive best on the planet, on the surface of planet Earth. And I'm really disappointed in them. You know, I put out offers, hey, call into my show. Don't tell me with sophisticated starships and all your high technology, you can't make a phone call into my show and talk, you know. There's certain things, you know, I'm a very opinionated person, and but I can back up what I'm saying, and I know for a fact there are certain things, you know, I'm aware of what's going on in the higher dimensions. Most of the communication is telepathic, but I've done telepathic communication, and I know for a fact some things can be best explained and ironed out with a verbal conversation. And you'll have to prove me wrong, but I could prove you wrong in that. Because there's limitations even to telepathic communications, and some things have to be ironed out down to the nitty-gritty, little teeny-weeny bit. And you need a verbal conversation to do that, and sometimes a show and tell. That's my statement on it. You know, and you'll have to prove me wrong. And so I'm declaring that I'm right on that, because I'm talking from experience in life. You know, and that's how you really know something, when you have experience. Now, let me just flip the switch here. And I decided tonight I'm going to run through a list of interesting things to help spark your imagination or get you to think. And I'll start up with a few. I'll just start anywhere and meander all over the chessboard here. If I asked you to show me your motor, would you be able to even answer that question? You know even what I'm talking about. Well, think about that. If you do, call in. You know who the node creatures are? If you listened to my show before, you should know who the node creatures are. It's an acronym for Not of This Earth. And I believe it's a more better one than ETs, because I believe there's a lot of people out there that don't even know what ETs are referring to. No, we're not referring to entertainment tonight on the boob tube, you know. ET is an abbreviation for extraterrestrials. And no, that isn't a hot sauce for French fries. Can I have some more extraterrestrial sauce for my fries? No. Sorry, they don't have that on the menu at McDonald's yet. As soon as the aliens take over McDonald's, the ETs, the Not of This Earth creatures, finally take over McDonald's, they'll be mixing the hamburger meat with the human meat. You know, the ones that eat the humans, yeah. the parts they don't like, they'll mix it in with the hamburger meat, and then they'll offer you extraterrestrial sauce. Can I have some E.T. sauce with my Who Man burgers? My human burgers. Hey, don't laugh. some of these creatures, they're just heartless. They don't give a crap. They believe firmly in might is right. And, of course, all the new McDonald's, well, you won't have regular people waiting on you. There'll be robots dressed in human costumes waiting on you. And the newscasters, mainstream media, they'll all be robots, too. It'll just be a stick with a head and a top piece on it, you know. And the next show comes on, you just change the stick and headpiece, and it's all the same robot talking. I better not talk that one too loud. They might decide to go forward that in Japan. If you ever saw those little dummies they put together, artificial intelligence robots, very human-looking. Sometimes I wonder, I look at these mainstream media with broadcasters, anchor people with the teleprompter faces. Hey, a robot could do that just as well and not look like a teleprompter face either, because you could just program the info into his AI body. AI for artificial intelligence. Yeah, the AIs have it. They want to have it. They want to rule humanity because they're jealous of us. Because if you notice, any of science fiction movies, if you watch them, that these awful, ugly, and robotic creatures, none of them know how to have fun. None of them have any fun, so to speak. That's why they hate us humans. That's right. They're not of the love. They are of the hate and the jealousy, because they see us having a good time, and they can't do that because they just don't have it in them. So back to the list of interesting things that this is an educational show, and I just like to mention, you know, most people, we hear the name Millennials, Generation X. Well, just for the record, Generation X were people born 1965 to 1980. The Millennials were born 1981 to 1997. And the lot now, I don't know. I don't have a name for them, the new ones. I'm sure this is a technical name, but you'll have to figure the last one out yourself. The people of today, the teenagers, and early 20s people of today. Well, the ones that are sold on socialism. Unbelievable. I mean, that's the dumbest idea in the world, socialism. I mean, it can be proven. We don't even, I mean, first of all, everybody that tried to make it work, they all failed. It's got a total track record of failure. And in order to give money to one people and even everything out, you have to take the money away from someone else. And once the people who actually do the work find that you're taking their money and they're doing all the work, they're not going to want to work either. Nobody will want to work, and there will be no money for the socialism. I mean, it's pretty simple, really. You take away the incentive to do work for a better profit, nobody's going to lift a finger. You know, everybody will want everything for free, and then there's going to be no money to pay for everything for free. Well, so much for that. Did you know, here's interesting, a bit of info. Hey, this is an educational show, and you say, well, who cares? But it's an important fact. You know, the KKK was founded in 1866 by Confederate vets in Tennessee. And the reason they were founded, it was to protect their women from being assaulted by the release of the slaves. That's right. That's how it all started. So before you want to badmouth the KKK, why don't you badmouth the slaves that were attacking their women and raping their women? Hmm? Something to think about. Well, let's just move on from there. You know, but that's important information, you know. Do you know in 1964 was discovered in Jerusalem that the THC in marijuana activates unknown receptors in the brain? That's why when people smoke pot, they start talking about things they don't usually talk about. And it's always good things, too. You know, it's not like alcohol. Alcohol starts off good, and then it gets to a sour note eventually. The more you drink, the worse it gets. But a little bit of information, and I'm sure people that smoke pot know this already. You can't smoke too much pot. If you overdo it, you'll smoke your soul straight. Well, what can I tell you? I made my statement. That's one of the biggest atrocities in the world, the fact that a plant that enhances the behavior of a human being was made illegal. Of course, you know, the first propaganda started with, you know, there used to be cannabis oil for sale in pharmacies a little over 100 years ago. And used for health benefits. And then the first propaganda thing was Reefer Madness, the movie. A movie maliciously put out there so the police could find easy ways to get at people they didn't have anything else on and to create more victims. And that's how it started. And then it went on, you know, and then it continued. Nixon started the fake war on drugs, which was admitted by Ehrlichman, one of his assistants, 22 years later down the road or something like that. The whole thing was a con job, so it looked for reasons to prosecute people that Nixon didn't like. And then we get into the presidency of Reagan, and his wife, I think it was his wife, they came up with the thing, just say no to drugs. Well, that's the most ridiculous statement that was ever made, unless we're talking about pharmaceutical drugs. Yeah, we all should say no to pharmaceutical drugs, because they're no good. It's all a con job. It's all fake medicine. You know, promoted by propaganda scientists. There's a new term I invented there, propaganda scientists. Yeah, I'm coining phrases all the time. Just like, that's why I tell people, read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's an educational book. I wrote the book to educate average people using average words about real things in our world that aren't being talked about enough. Or not even known. I have things in that book, Connect the Dots Theory, that there isn't one book on the face of this earth that explains some of the phenomena I talk about. And I do my best to explain it with my extensive collection of knowledge that I've gained through first-hand life experiences. When I look back on what I've lived already, it's like I lived 10 lives already, and I'm far from through with this one. You know, that was one of my desires, to get as much out of life as I could, and I have been doing that. And there's just so much to experience in life, you know. Turn off the TV and get a life, which reminds me, that was said in the last show. Charles Green, what an educated man he is. He has so many wonderful things. You know, his show is educational, too. And I'm very impressed with him since I started my radio show, because I follow his. His is only once every 2 weeks, but he really talks about some real intelligent things and about it's all good advice to help you help yourself, and that's what you got to do, help yourself. And you got to participate in life, too. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the band Pink Floyd. They haven't, they're not in the limelight like they used to be, and of course they broke up. But one of their classic songs, they have a classic line, I call it Words of Wisdom, where they say, it's not okay just to stand there and stare. And that is so true. Because if you just stand there and stare, you're not participating in life. Meanwhile, all the bad guys are doing everything under the sun they possibly can to sicken us and kill us. That's right. It's a concerted effort. It's a long-time plan. It all started, I hear, with the Illuminati around 1776. It's the same time we had our American Revolution. And they were planning on controlling the world back then. That's the way the information I've come across. Hey, it's a call-in radio show. If I made a mistake in that year, call in and tell me so. Number's 888-627-6008. You know, I don't mind people will correct me and say I made a mistake. Of course, you know, I'll question you on it, too, because I just don't roll over and play dead. You know, and that's a problem with the police today, too, you know. Police used to be normal people, but now the way the police are like, they're the new gang on the block, and they pull you over for a road stop or something like that. They want you to roll over and play dead. And if you don't do it, they're quick to pull out the guns and shoot you. Well, he didn't roll over and play dead when I told him to, you know, and that's how bad it's gotten. You know, and they're all crying on, they're all so worried and nervous. Well, if you're that worried, why did you become a cop for them? Nobody forced you, you know. We don't want cops that are nervous and worried. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen or get off the force, you know. And there's plenty of better ways to deal with the public than to be done. They're doing all the wrong ways of dealing with the public at this point in time, pretty much. Just pay attention to what's going over there in England. They've got the hate speech police or the hurty feelings police. Somebody says something, you say something to somebody and their feelings get hurt. They call the police, and the police show up at your house and arrest you, bring you to court. They find you guilty. You can be in jail for 90 days for just saying the wrong thing to the wrong person. I mean, that's what police are being used for today. Meanwhile, they've got rape gangs galore. The migrants from the Middle East and Africa, they're coming into European countries, and they're raping the white women. Yeah. Shows you the hatred in their heart, you know, that's, you know, been bred into them from childhood. I hate the white people, you know. I mean, please. You know, the real story of slavery started with the extraterrestrials. Just read some of Zachariah Sitchin's books, and you'll see slavery started, the enslavement of mankind started over 300,000 years ago, maybe 400,000 years ago, that long ago, and it started with the beings from the planet Nibiru, also known as the 12th planet, which is the name of one of the books. And start reading that and find out that is where the real start of slavery, the enslavement of mankind started, and it started down in Africa. So, eventually, it manifested itself out of Africa. But if you want to blame somebody, don't blame the white people. Blame the no-good, rotten Anunnaki ETs. You know, how dare they come to our world and enslave human beings? You know, I mean, really, you want to get angry about something, we'll get angry at the right creatures, the no-good creatures, not of this earth, the Anunnaki. You know, and they have one of the biggest strongholds on our planet still. Most of the ruling families, they have bloodlines. They're half-breed bloodlines with the Anunnaki, you know. And they're all obsessed with that male domination, power over everything else type attitude that the Anunnaki had, you know. And that's part of the problem in our world. You know, we're still being ruled by these bad guys. I keep hearing about the events happening. You know, Galactic Federation, like Galactic Confederation. Yeah, it's in the process. Yeah, but we don't want to wait and give the bad guys an opportunity to kill off billions of people because it's in the plans now. You know, they're doing it with vaccines, 5G, chemtrails, GMOs, fracking. Nuclear accidents, yeah, you know, Fukushima, the Pacific Ocean is slowly dying. because there's a continuous leak from Fukushima in the Pacific Ocean. It's not on mainstream media. And what else is the New World Order doing? Oh, yeah, the harp frequencies, and they're really going to knock us all dead in our homes with the 5G. They're going to microwaving into your house 24/7, so you can't even go to sleep in peace, you know? This is what's happening. That's why it's not okay to just stand there and stare, because the masses have to unite against the evil governments. And at this point in time, all the governments are evil, including the U.S. government, too. You know, these people are such a bunch of bribe takers, cowards, chickens, brain dead jerks. And we need to take control of our government because we don't have any control. You know, I've given this little lecture before about what the government is, you know, what the real story is. They lie to you every day, and they're in bed with the media, and they're in bed with the New World Order, and they're in bed with the military groups, and they're in bed with the ETs, a whole bunch of carpet-bagging, no-good so-and-sos, and they're controlling your life. And they're controlling the lives of millions and billions of people. These dirtbags that are politicians, you know? They don't have any good solutions to anything. And they're chickens, you know? And they're bribe takers. And they continuously lie to you, and they've seen that the public education system lies to you, and they see that mainstream media lies to you, and they keep telling you, oh, vote the people out. Well, 4 years is a long time, or 6 years is a long time to have to wait to vote somebody out. The world is moving too fast nowadays, and we need immediate removal of the lunkheads, the do-nothingers, the traitors. We need to get rid of them immediately. Because here's the reality. You know, America is a republic. It's not a democracy. That's a lie you were taught in school. You know, if America was a democracy, the people would be voting on everything, like a referendum-type government, which I recommend. We have to morph this government into a referendum-type government because the current system, the republic, does not work anymore, period. We know how the game's played. They promise you everything till they get elected, and then it's a free ride for 4 years. Because they don't have to do a damn thing. And there's no way you can force them to do anything. You can get 10 million people to march down to Washington, you know. And they don't have to respond to that, even. You know, they just have to pretend they're responding. And then come around election time, oh, then they'll change their tune. Yeah, I'll promise you free energy, and I'll promise you that. Well, hey. Free energy is coming our way by the Galactic Federation. That's why I say they better hurry up and bring this on soon. I don't care what difficulties they're having. They better overcome them, learn some ingenuity, and I'm calling them out on this. You know, there's plenty of ingenuity right here on Earth, but, you know, you're sitting too high on the horse. You don't think that we could teach you a thing or two about engineering? Ingenuity, you're totally wrong, I'm afraid so. And you can't prove me wrong, you know? I mean, those of us who have our heads on straight on Earth, we know all the solutions to all the problems here. We just don't have the money to do it because money over power trumps everything. Here's that word, Trump. Money over trumps everything amongst us humans, and that's how they're controlling everything. I mean, did I have to tell you that? I'm sure you knew that already. You know? So you guys, show your face. You know, we heard the galactic pulses coming from the central sun. We've heard the star seeds are here anchoring in light. Back in January, there was a successful anchoring of more light into the planet Earth, and the Earth is evolving. The frequency, the Hertz frequency is raising, and Of course, we're not being told, mainstream media doesn't tell us anything about this. They still want to pretend that there is no life out there. And they're going to round up all the cabal and all the bad guys, but it needs to happen soon. Because every day they wait, more people are suffering, more people are dying to the victimization programs of the New World Order. And, you know, no sweat off their backs, but what about us down here? Why do we have to keep on suffering? You know, we think you should, at least I think you should, speed it up. And don't tell me you can't. First, try to speed it up at least. If you know anything about psychology and the power of suggestions, if you try to speed it up, you'll find a way. You're not trying hard enough, I say. You know? And I know what it is to be a commander. Believe me, if I had access to command the fleet out there now, I'd have the battle plan going next week. The deal would go down. And it wouldn't take me more than a week to figure out the battle plan, believe me. You know, I claim to have one of the best trained minds in the universe, you know. To be any better than my mind, I'd have to be God, which is impossible. But we're on this troubled planet, we learn to be creative. And we learn how to be inventive, much more so than people who have had the easy life out there in the universe. I hear it. I can't wait to get back to the fifth dimension or sixth, seventh, or whatever. You know, because life is easy then. You know, there's plenty of information telling us all the varieties of things out there. It's locked up in books, gathering dust in libraries. That's how I learned about some of it. You know, I heard the name of our local universe is Nebadon. You know, we all heard about the Milky Way, but how many people have heard the word Nebadon? How many people know that Jesus is one of the Michaels? You know? Who incarnated on the earth to become Jesus of Nazareth. And during his incarnation, passed all his tests and received all power in heaven and on earth. That's a documented fact in the universal records. And how come everybody doesn't know about that, huh? Well, I mean, people got to get off this thing about all the information you need to know is the Bible. No, it's not. It's not. I mean, I've read that a book inside. I studied it for 9 years myself. I have a minister's degree. I am an ordained minister of Christ. That's right. And I know what I'm talking about. And believe me, not everything in those 66 books, the standard version, is correct. The Gospels are about 99% correct. But the other books, especially the Old Testament, some of those old scribes, they couldn't tell the difference between the false God and the real God. And so it's quite confusing, you know. And I don't even want to get talking about some of the other groups that call themselves religion, and they're actually cults. And I wouldn't waste my time talking about them. Hey, all I know is that, you know, a number of months ago, like all these new discoveries are coming out of Antarctica. Now, all of a sudden, nobody hears a word about it. What did the Artifact Museum in Washington, D.C. go down and confiscate all the alien bodies, and they've reburied the extraterrestrial crafts? So we can't so everybody would just forget about it. But that's it, you know. All this talk about Antarctica, it was on the internet. They had some interesting pictures, a lot of commentary. Now it's all forgotten, you know. Hey, here's an interesting fact. You know, it was back in 1912, selenium, you know, was scientifically proven to cure cancer. I came across something interesting the other day, too. It turns out it's in relation to an underground temple on the island of Malta that was fixed to resonate 111 cycles per second, 111 hertz. And it was used, the sound of 111 hertz frequency was used to heal. And it can, and it's been proven to kill cancer cells. Well, I'm sure you know somebody who has cancer. Well, go out there and get yourself a meter that can broadcast 111 cycles and start listening to that. Well, or get the person who has the cancer to start listening to it. Maybe you can cure yourself with that. I think that's some very important information. The frequency of 111 hertz, that's 111 cycles per second, kills cancer cells. Well, that's important information. Hey, this is an educational show. And I hear you can buy a tachyon chamber now, too. You can cure yourself with that, too. Tachyons are particles that bring stabilization to your body, and you got to have the chamber. It's costly, but you can find out about it by just going on the Internet. There are people, a couple of people out there are selling them. You want to make sure it's a reliable source, so do some info checking. I can't afford them, you know. Supposedly, when the event happens and the ETs show their faces, the good guys, they're going to eventually give us all free tachyon chambers, and they're going to give us free replicators. Hey, boy, just like in Star Trek. Except I think it'll go, I mean, beyond food. I believe it can go beyond. And, you know, we'll have access to all those other things like monatomic gold, you know. And, you know, these things are going to benefit our lives. We can, once again, be full human beings connected to the rest of the universe, you know. The, you know, it's been said we have 12 chakras, and there's 12 strands activated, can be activated. 12 strands of DNA can be activated in line with the 12 chakras. And some more interesting information, and supposedly eighth chakra is located, the seven are in the body. The eighth chakra is located 8 inches above your head. Wow. The ninth chakra is a few feet from you. Then 10, 11, and 12, they go way out. But once we're only running on two, or like a motor running on two cylinders, just chugging along, barely moving. And some of us have more chakras activated, more, rather, strands, DNA strands activated. It was those darn no-good, evil ETs, probably the Anunnaki, that disconnected our, because they were big experimentators on the human race. You know, some 300,000 years ago, they probably deactivated 10 of our 12 strands. You know, scientists of today call it junk DNA. That's because they're stupid, you know. Scientists of today, what they don't even know about health care. There's a few of them that are learning about it, but proper health care for body, you have to consider all the five bodies. Yeah, the physical is just one of them. Then there's the other four that are interconnected, interwoven. And these things are going to be opened up for us, and we're going to get assistance to put it all back together. It's a good time to be living in, but we have a lot of bad stuff to go through right now. And I'm blaming a little the Galactic Federation of Light. Come on. You don't know how close we are to getting our heads chopped off, literally, or being cooked to death with microwave energy by the dark side. You don't, you know, if you're not walking around, you don't see it happening. I see it every day, new things going up, dangerous weapons, weapons that, you know, weapons that can kill a million people in a couple of seconds. You know, they're here. The weapons are in place already. Weapons even more powerful than 5G. And I don't know what you guys are doing in the Galactic Federation. You can't allow this to happen. You know, you showed up here like 50 years too late, man. You should have showed up when the people were ready to receive you. Right now, you got a brain-dead audience, and you're not going to get a big audience by just tweeting on Twitter or Facebook or something like that. You know? I've been tweeting to these people that supposedly have connections, you know, I assume they do, and maybe I'm making a wrong assumption, but get the message to these people, you know? This is getting dangerously close here, you know? And you guys need to step in a little ahead of schedule here. You can't just wait till it's perfectly right, because we're talking about millions and maybe billions of people suffering and dying unpleasant situations because you're delaying the situation, you know? I mean, first of all, just accept the fact you showed up too late. You should have showed up here in the 1960s when the world was ripe for love, peace, and change. Most of the people in the world today, they're so... how do you expect everyone to get into the love vibration when everyone is suffering? It's difficult, you know? I don't have any problem doing it, but I've got my head on straight, and I think for myself, but the masses are brainwashed, brain-dead sheeple. And the boob tube is actually the best way to wake them up. But, you know, you guys talk about $120 trillion going to be given to us. Well, give us the money now, because it's needed now. Because we can take out the bad guys ourselves if we have enough money. Those of us that know what to do with it, you know. Don't you understand that? You ought to be listening to this broadcast. Are you? Probably not. But, what can I say? I've said it, you know, I've said it. Did you ever hear the statement that the Heavenly Father is not personally present in the local universe? That's right, we are in a local universe. And that's why Jesus said, I'm the gatekeeper. To get to the Heavenly Father, you have to come through me, because He's the one personally present in the local universe. And the name of Jesus is the name to call on if you're in dire help, dire death situation. It's worked for other people. I've heard the stories. Call on the name of Jesus, help me, please. And you will get rescued. It probably would work, too, if you call God, please help me. But it'll be Jesus stepping in, doing the helping, because the information's out there. The Heavenly Father is not personally present in the local universe. He rules the local universe with his creator gods, Michaels. Important information everybody should know. And talk about a stupid education system. You know, people were talking about auras. So I thought I'd go out to the store and buy a book on how to read auras. Well, it took me about 15 minutes to put together the materials needed, 15 minutes of practice, and I never took it past just inanimate objects, because they're pretty easy. Like, so I can, but I tell you this, you learn how to shift your eyesight. And it doesn't. Once you make up the attachments you need to get started, it should only take you about 15 minutes to learn the auric colors, which is almost like the opposite color on a color wheel of the colors. So whenever I look at something white, first I start to see yellow hiding in the white. Then I'll start to see pink. And it happens like a matter of seconds. But what's really interesting is learning to shift your eyesight. So when you look up at the sky at night, assuming, you know, it's fairly clear out there, you'll see the stars, and amongst the stars, you'll see the sparkling, tiny red lights. To this day, I have not met one human being on this planet that has honestly tell me they've seen that too. So I don't know. Do I have some kind of special super vision or what? But it's the most amazing thing to see, and it gets you thinking. Plus, I've seen what I call the flying crescent. You're not going to know about what it is unless you get my book. You know, it's a name I coined for what I saw in the sky, and it was it happened, shot across the sky a couple seconds after I was thinking about something, and I intuitively knew that they were. This was an acknowledgement that they were listening to my thoughts, whomever they were. Plus, did you know that comedy exists in the higher dimensions? And one of the most interesting stories I have in my book, because I have a lot of amazing true stories, is where I became the ultimate comedian for one night. I became telepathically connected with a comedian from the higher realm. He was probably up on the spacecraft that I have pictures of in my book, the most unusual spacecraft that anyone ever had a picture of. I've seen plenty of pictures of all kinds of triangles and squares and cigars and flying saucers, but nobody has a picture of the one I have, the most unusual shaped craft that you could ever imagine it. And you're not going to get to see it unless you buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's worth it just to see the picture of that. Plus, I have so many other amazing pictures, too. Sparkling points of light, and I explain what they are. But there are no pictures of that in anybody's book. Nobody ever talks about it. And nobody ever, you know, I had to coin the word for what shot across the sky. I call it the flying crescent, but nobody ever talks about that either. And there's other things in the book that I talk about that I've never heard anybody else talk about. And what was the purpose of putting all this stuff in a book? So you, the average person, could buy the book and begin to educate yourself beyond the mundane world that you are being locked into by the controllers, the New World Order, and the evil ETs. This was a call-in show, but there's only 5 minutes left, so I guess I'll just have to keep on sharing the information. You know, what's interesting, because I'm following people on Twitter, hey, you can follow me on Twitter. It's simple, you know, at Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. That's it. Well, you can find all the info about how to follow me, how to get my music, how to watch my videos where I explain the new economy, something I invented years ago, an economic model way better than the ones being used today, because the economic models used today, they're for like Wall Street and people with money. I invented an economic model that's good for the average person. How come nobody else thought about that beforehand? Well, I guess nobody knows how to invent. What can I say? So anyhow, I'm following people on Twitter. And by the way, just go to BBS Radio. This show, Connect the Dots, it's Saturday on Station 1 at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. And then, you know, click on the name of the show. It's in, like, violet letters, Connect the Dots. And then you can just scroll down. You get to my CD Baby link and just follow the path around. One thing leads you to another. You can get to my presidential website, find the whole thing myself. It gets to the point, no BS, just telling you, like, you know, this is what I'm bringing to the table, which is probably 10 times more than all the other stupid candidates running for president now. At least 10 times more I'm bringing to the table. And I got most of it out there. Of course, I got more because I didn't want to make it too big, but I got all the main points, you know, about taking care of the major issues and giving some hints how we all can get involved in this and participate. Remember what Pink Floyd said, it's not okay just to stand there and stare. Hey, I could use some help with my presidential campaign. I'm a poor person. I live below the poverty level. And, you know, I don't have any big money. I've got, when I ran president last election, you know, I went up to all the people looking for freebies. Nobody wants to give freebies to anybody who just wants to go out there and talk the truth, you know. And that's the way it works. And I'm never going to be a member of a political party because the people that cause the political parties are the problem. If you, 2020, if you go out and vote for a Democrat or Republican, you are part of the problem also, because these are the people that keep the logjam locked in place. What they're doing now, nothing. Bickering and looking to blame. You know, these people are pathetic. The only government in a civilized nation worse than our government is the British government, Parliament. They're all loony over there, you know. They got a prime minister that this woman is like stabbing her people in the back, you know, lying to them. I mean, beyond belief, and just, you know, destroying the whole country and all the decisions they made there in the last 5 years, all wrong. You know, here maybe half the decisions we made are wrong. You know, but why are we allowing HARP to broadcast it? Why are we allowing the chemtrails to, why are we allowing the 5G broadcasting to be put in front of everybody's house so we can microwave them to death? Why are we allowing the fracking when it's destroying the environment? Why are we allowing all these bad things to go on? Why are we still talking about nuclear energy? You know, it was put there to get us to destroy ourselves. That was the initial intent of it. They've been lying to you about how good it is and how cheap it is. When you add in the cost of cleanup and possible contamination, it's the most expensive thing ever brought up. I mean, it should all be common sense. And, you know, the oxygen level on the earth is being depleted, too. And part of the reason is so much of the forest land is being destroyed. You know, further altering the ecosystem in the wrong way. And then there's the weather manipulation. Hey, Paradise, California was destroyed by directed energy weapons. Come on, wasn't a forest fire. Yeah, some trees caught fire after they burnt the houses down to a crisp because the trees were next to the houses. It wasn't the other way around. And this is what's going on. That's why it's not okay just to stand there and stare. Hey, you know, Let me change speed on a dime here. Hey, you seen any Alpha Draconians lately? Or are they shape-shifting? Hey, who else? Everybody's running for president in 2020. Who hasn't run yet that could possibly run? Maybe Bigfoot would run for president, you know? That would be a good one, Bigfoot, you know, for president. When I put my Bigfoot down, it's going to be big. I want to change the country in a big way because I'm the Bigfoot. Yeah. That's a good one. Well, anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. Listen, tell your friends to listen to my show next week. Find somebody who's willing to call in, you know, because when we have an interactive conversation, who knows where the conversation will go. But I can say this, anybody who ever called in my show, they always had something interesting to say. So I'll leave you with that. And, of course, if you know my show, how I ended, starts with the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? I am. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. All of those songs can be found at the CD Baby Music Store. The link is on BBS Radio. at my show. Click on the name of the show, Connect the Dots. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's do the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.